All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Uriel's Gambit. Yeah, that's it. Uriel's Gambit. So let's go ahead and get started. Remember, you can pick this game up at itch.io from Deep Glugs. So, again, give that a shot. There's also several other games. You don't want to start at this one. You want to start at Tragedy of Medusa and work your way forward. But it's also working on some other, some new material that I think is different than this series. So check that out as well. So, all right, what are we going to do? We're in the slave house here. We're going to go ahead and see where they're keeping them. Check this room.
Nothing here.
But we're going to look at the painting.
Some Masonic bullshit.
She's not happy about that.
Nothing here. I hear activity upstairs.
Makes me think of Resident Evil.
These are made of silver. Should be worth taking with me.
$100 worth of loot. There we go. $100 was a lot back in those days. Okay, mate, your music is kind of... There we go. Okay. It's like there's a boss or something there. Am I gonna have to fight? I wasn't prepared to fight anybody.
I hear activity behind this door. I can feel a strong amount of lust energy as well.
A few moments earlier. Oh, okay.
What? Don't you like it?
Oh yeah, husband. Fuck that girl senseless.
You better open your eyes, boy. My husband is going to put a baby in your woman.
What? Don't you like it?
I think he's starting to get hard thinking about his woman being bred.
No, please, no.
Tell you what, boy. If you get hard, I'll reward you. You bitch. You killed
him. You heard her, boy.
You bitch. You killed him.
Ooh, seems like the lines are a little messed up here.
You heard her, boy. The lady wants a ride.
The ride she shall have. Suddenly, a loud smashing comes from the doorway. Wow. Damn. Entering the room, Uriel pauses as she understands the scene before her. She suddenly feels lightheaded. Her heart rate spikes.
What is this? Fuck. I need to calm down. Breathe.
Uriel closes her eyes in an attempt to regain control.
That son of a bitch! He was raping her!
Having lost the battle for calm, Uriel rushes the man with a crying yell!
You fucking dog!
Well, goodbye, head.
You pitiful human.
Well, I thought she was going to bash his head in with that thing she was carrying.
You deserve a death far worse than I could give you.
I don't know. I think bashing his head in with that thing would be a pretty good death.
Who are you?
Someone you just pissed off. Tell me, do you like picking on defenseless girls? Burying your tiny cock in them? Did it ever occur to you how much you are hurting them?
What? The girl? It's all just a bit of fun.
I don't know. I think I can kind of do some of these a little better. What? The girl? It's all just a bit of fun.
She's just a slave.
She's just a slave!
She's a human, just like you. A weak, pathetic human. But while she'll live on, you won't.
Wait. What's she to you anyway?
Wait! What's she to you anyway?
She's everything to me!
Uriel was beside herself, unhinged. Rage boiled inside her. Oh. Wow. Yeah? Pretty gory. Still think she should have smashed his head in with that thing she was carrying. Uriel tosses the dead man onto the floor.
What am I doing? I was so angry. Why was I so angry? I killed him. I killed him with my claws.
But you could have used that thing you were carrying instead, which would have been, I don't know, more satisfying.
I have claws.
But I guess this is important for her to notice that, yes, she does have claws.
These seem familiar. But I've never had these before, have I?
Kind of reminds me a little bit of Witchblade.
Just hang on. I'll get you untied.
And you? Why did I feel that I know you? No, that can't be right. I don't know you.
And glory to the Olympians.
You bitch, you killed him! You bitch, you killed him! Enraged, the woman gets up. Should be enraged. Enraged, the woman gets up. She remembers the pistol lying on the table. What they do with the slaves wouldn't be possible without the pistol's threat. Thank the gods. Are you okay?
I'll be fine.
The woman picks up the weapon, shaking. Whatever this creature is that just killed her husband, it had to die. Uriel is still confused and in shock. She doesn't notice the woman behind her. Miss, look out! She meant to do that anyway. Whoops! Uriel knocks the woman against the wall, disabling her. She turns to the couple.
No, you can't. We were supposed to be together forever.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, I think she's got that handled.
He's gone. We have to go now.
I'm not going anywhere with you. Why? Why did you come here? If you hadn't had come, he'd still be alive.
I came to free the slaves here.
You came to free us? Did we ask you to? Don't you know there are things worse than being a slave?
Uriel pauses for a moment, thinking about the woman's words.
I'll go then. If you change your mind, our camp is near the river, a quarter of a mile past the bridge to the east. There's food and shelter and...
Just go.
Back at the camp.
She should have been back by now. It's been almost an hour since Fueco returned. Guards. I hope she's all right. It's hard to think she wouldn't be fine.
The echo effect makes him sound robotic.
I've seen her take blows that would kill a man 5 times over. Like when I first met her. It was on a night, not unlike this one.
4 years earlier.
So if women join into a polygamous relationship voluntarily, how could it be unconstitutional?
Stupid bitch. Ruined everything. Who shoots their husband's lover with a shotgun? Serious trust issues going on in that relationship.
Hello? Who's there?
The fuck? Can you see me?
Uriel believes she was using the succubus invisibility form to cloak herself.
How can this man see me?
Yes? Should I not be able to see you?
Fuck off! This night just got very interesting.
That memory seems so long ago now. Apparently a succubus can be detected, but only by one possessing extraordinary perception.
Spoons hears some rustling in the forest behind him.
You really? Is that you?
No answer. Spoons picks up his light and walks towards the figure. As the light falls on Ureli, Spoons can see. He's crying.
Oh, goddess. Ureli, are you okay? Tell me what happened. I'm sure it'll be okay.
No, it won't be okay, Spoons.
What happened?
When I went into the room, I saw something. I got confused. Because I lost control, that bitch woman shot him. They were together and... Now he's dead! He's dead because of me!
Spoons grabs hold of Uriel as she sobs. I'm sorry, I know it's Ureli, but it's hard for me to say that. I just keep seeing Uriel.
Shh. We'll figure it out. I'll help you. We'll figure it out together.
Spoons continues to hold Ureli as she trails off her cries.
I need to find out exactly what happened, but now may not be the best time. I need to get her mind off this for now. Look, Ureli, have you ever seen a star shower?
Fuck up, Spoons. I know what you're trying to do. I'm a couple hundred years old. I've seen a few.
I wonder what those really are. They aren't real stars, are they?
You're asking the wrong person, Spoons. Helena could tell you all about them, though.
Whoa. Spoons is getting a little risky there. Okay.
You know what? I've never seen you cry before.
I can still kill you, you know? Not a word about this to anyone, got that?
Fair enough.
The two watch the stars a while longer before heading back to camp and falling asleep. The next morning...
They are rather nice. They almost look like I could remove them, but they are a part of me. Why wouldn't I remember that, though?
Eureli, quick! There's a problem.
I like her voice, but I don't like anybody else's voice. They don't seem to be having a real sense of urgency. But AI's gotten a lot better, you know. I've been using Suno and have made some very stupidly convincing songs, and I have been working with music all my life, so I'm both surprised and frightened. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I am going to turn the voice off and just go the way I normally would go. I don't know. I just kind of like it a little better when I can, you know, enunciate the characters and stuff like I would with comics. Uriel quickly rushes over to Spoons. Spoons, what's wrong? Uriel, I was in town to check if there were rumors of our raid last night. The town is in an uproar. The woman from the Smith plantation, Mrs. Smith, she survived. She's telling everyone that a demon had killed her husband and freed their slaves. A demon? That stupid bitch! Only an idiot couldn't tell the difference between a succubus and a demon. Her brother has gathered up a small group of townsfolk and has set up a blockade just past the bridge to stop the slaves from getting north. Normally, there would be hidden routes for escaped slaves to take other than the main road. But there either isn't a route in this town, or I haven't found the conductor yet. The conductor? It's a code word for someone who knows the routes and can help escaped slaves navigate them. We have no choice but to use the main road, and we can't keep our friends here for long. We don't have the supplies yet to support everyone. So you want me to go ahead and take care of the blockade? Yes, but there's something else, too. I encountered her on my way up here. She said you told her where our camp was. Oh, goddess! You made it! I'm so sorry about your partner. If only I acted quicker. I'm so, so sorry! I buried my husband after you left and started my way up here. It was difficult to follow your directions in the dark. Luckily, Spoons found me before I got too lost. Thank the goddess for Spoons! Miss, I'm sorry for what I said last night. It wasn't your fault. You were trying to help us. But it is... Spoons interrupts. She's right, Uriel. Pamela told me about what happened in greater detail. Last night was the result of a long series of events that you had no control of. Your lapse in concentration aside, it was the Smiths that chose to engage this woman and her husband. Furthermore, it was their choice to have slaves in the first place. They created the situation and are therefore responsible for its outcome in the administration of justice. Spoons, I... Pamela, you made it. We were so worried about you. We're so sorry about that, Henron. Excuse me, gonna try that one again? We're so sorry about Henron. He was a good man. Crying. I know. Come now, let's get you fed and rested. Before you go, Eureli, you can use... Excuse me, we'll try that one again. It should be a comma after Eureli, I believe. But it says, before you go, Euraeli, you can use whatever means necessary to break the blockade. We don't need to be quiet like we do during a plantation raid. Oh, good. I can use my rifle. Miss Euraeli, I will also go with you. Thanks, Echo. I need to head down the road towards the blockade as soon as I can. Can we go back to the brothel? I think we already did this. Okay. They returned to camp. Hold on. Let's actually... Euraeli and Echo travel up the road towards the blockade. Whoa there, little lady! That's a strange-looking rifle you got there! This old thing? Be careful. It's black and scary. Indeed, miss. You have a bill of sale or other documentation for your slave there? He's no slave. He's a free man. Sorry, ma'am. I've got to check anyway. There's a bunch of slaves that ran away last night from my sister's plantation. Myself and these fine men are making sure they get punished and returned. Another man snickers. Oh, yeah. We'll punish them real good. My sister said the slaves were helped by a female demon. With wings and all. Shut up, Bill. Whoever it was hurt my sister real good and killed my brother-in-law. Really? I'm surprised your sister lived through that. Miss Euraeli, I don't think you should... Echo, see that large rock over there? Get ready to hide behind it. I hit her pretty hard, but I'm no demon. I'm a succubus, which technically is a demon, but we're not going to go into specifics here. Goddess, why does no one understand the difference? You? You're the one? She's the one! I suggest you step aside, unless you want to die like your brother-in-law. Fuck you! I'm going to avenge my sister! Euraeli and Echo quickly take cover as the men blocking the road take aim and fire. Both sit silent as the inaccurate bullets fall all around the large rock protecting them. Then as the shots from the assailants decrease in frequency, Euraeli takes action. She could take out a whole regiment with that. Well, he's done for. Well, at least the horse survived. I mean, the horse didn't do anything wrong, technically. Thank you so much, Echo. It was my pleasure. And thank you, Miss Euraeli. We'll never forget you. It's okay, be safe on your travels. Follow this road until you get to the Free States and keep going. The farther you get from the south, the better off you'll be. We will. Bye. Euraeli and Echo wave goodbye to the group. Pamela, what are you doing? You aren't going with them? Spoons offered us a place if we wish to remain and help. I want to help. That's great. I'll do my best to help others avoid what I've gone through. The three head back to camp. Euraeli and Echo return to camp. I want to pay my new friend Samuel the Acolyte and his master a visit. We're not going back to the brothel. Hey, Hey, Spoons, have you learned all the... Hey, Spoons, have you learned all the solutions from Wikipedia yet? Hi, Uriel. No, not yet. There's so much in here. There's even some information about me in here. I looked up myself on here. Yeah, I admit it's rather strange to read things about yourself that hadn't happened yet. That would be strange. I even looked up to see if you were in here. I was hoping to try and figure out why the incident at the mansion happened, but I'm really grasping at straws here. Am I in there? Not sure why I'd be in Wikipedia. There's stuff about a Ureli, but it didn't quite sound like you from what I know. Nothing in there gave me the answers I wanted, though. What answers are you looking for? Why you left me 4 years ago. Oh, that. I suppose you deserve an answer. As you know, I was a bitch back then. I didn't care much for anything besides fucking. And really, the only fighting I did was many years earlier against the Olympians. The Olympians? Like Zeus? Yes, those bastards. I don't know why I was like that. Maybe I always was. When I was with you, it was a bit different. You intrigued me. Over time, you grew on me like no one else has. I felt I might be falling in love and then put an overwhelming fear in me. But why? I don't know. The feeling was very strong, though, and I had to get away. I left you a note, and I fled to China. Wow, what did she do in China? There I stayed for years with the Shaolin monks. With their teachings, I tried to master my mind, to master that fear, and hopefully return back to you. But I failed, and many years passed. I figured you were gone by then. I'm sorry, Spoons. When I started to feel love again with Elena, it made me regret what I did to you even more. So with Elena, you weren't afraid anymore? No, that was strange. I felt like the entity's power did something to me. The entity is that creature from outside of Earth, right? That's right. That's when I really started feeling differently. Are you okay? Yes, I suppose it's just a lot to take in. I'd blame myself for you leaving. Like, maybe I pressured you too much to get involved in all this. It's not your fault, Spoons. If I had helped you back then, I might not have had to come back to this wretched time. Is it really that bad? Are you kidding? The food is terrible, and I really miss the bikini coffee barista babes in the morning. Do I really want to know? Probably not, but seriously, the time you live in is dreadful. So much misery. The future isn't perfect, but I feel like it only got better from here. And if I'm right, some of the major problems of the future can be helped by what we're doing now. I hope you're right, but regardless, I think we are doing the right thing. Of course we are. Ureli leveled up. What was that for? Fuck off, Spoons. Does a succubus need a reason to kiss someone? Spoons laughs. Ha ha ha. I guess not. Thanks, Ureli. Thanks for coming back. You're welcome, Spoons. I want to visit my new friend Samuel the Acolyte and his master, and give his master a visit. You did well today, Echo. You've got strong leadership qualities. Thank you, miss. You weren't born here, were you? No, miss. I was born near Zaria in Nigeria. I figured. I think your accent gave it away. I was captured with my brother when we were young and sold as slaves. We came to this country on a ship called the Wanderer. This trip was perilous and my elder brother did not survive. Those bastards! It's okay, Uriel. My brother made me promise that I would survive no matter what. I intend to do just that. Importing slaves was supposed to be against the law, but here I am. I notice you no longer call me Amina. Yes, miss. Amina was a great warrior and a queen. You are also a great warrior, but I feel you are more than a warrior and more than a queen. Fuck off, Echo. Are you flirting with me again? Perhaps I am, but... It's true, Uriel. Or Uriel, Ureli. When I was young, my mother used to tell us stories. Some of those stories were of the great warriors and rulers of old, but some of them were of the old gods. She told us of the goddess of the earth and of the sea. Legends say that our people were close to the old gods, especially the goddess of the earth, Gaia. Most of the old gods are dead now, the Olympians made sure of that. Yes, Mother told us of the fighting between Zeus, Poseidon, and the older gods. She said there were a few of the older gods that managed to survive. When Arcola and that harvest were bountiful, it was because of Gaia's blessing. At least that's what Mother would tell us. I always felt something when Mother would tell us of those stories of the old gods. Then again, I always felt that way around Mother. I also felt that same way around you. Now I know you aren't flirting. You are telling me that I remind you of your mother? Not sure how to react to that one. I'm sorry, that's not what I meant. Don't worry about it, Echo. I think I know what you mean. Hey, if I managed to find some cola nuts, do you think you could make me a drink from it? Not to be impolite, but the drinks here suck, and I really miss the highly caffeinated sugar water from where I'm from. I don't know how to make it, but Mother would make herself a drink with the cola nut to stay awake. She would never let us drink it, though. She said we were too young. If you find some nuts, I can try to make it for you. I'm sure this drink will be a bit different. I'll need to find some cocoa leaves as well. I don't know exactly how to make it, but I know those are fun ingredients. I know those are the fun ingredients. I'm sure we can figure out something. Thanks, Echo. I felt a little lust energy from that. I think he liked it. Miss Ureli, I know I'm saying it 50 different ways. Don't be shy, it's just a kiss from a succubus. Thank you. Anytime, darling. Well, that was nice. Townsville, I keep wondering. The Powerpuff Girls! No. I think there's no one left but Madam Cindy. Didn't we do all the things? Well, darling, what will it be for tonight's menu? More Cindy love points will unlock more activities. Ureli stripped her clothing, closed her eyes, and knelt at the edge of the bed. The smell of a strange incense and arousal filled the room. Uriel inched her head closer to the madam's sex. As she drew near, the cool air turned to brilliant radiation. She could feel the heat and smell the musk of the woman's most personal parts. Ureli opened her eyes and gazed upon the gleaming flower. I'm going to rock this woman's world. I think we may have done this already. Ureli begins by light kisses upon the sensitive flesh of the madam's mons. Yeah, I think we did. We did this already. Yeah, we did. Continue. Yeah, we did this already. Make her come. Yeah, we did do this already. Sorry about that, guys. It has been a while, so I forgot. But that seems to be the only thing we can do with Cindy at the moment. Ureli flies to the Townsville Cathedral to confront who Samuel referred to as the Master. If I can get him on my side, I can get him to not only stop preaching support for slavery, but instead preach that slavery is wrong. She approaches the rear entrance of the large cathedral. Such a large building for such a small town. Oh, what is this? Halt! I cannot let you enter herein! An angel? Really? I thought your kind were all gone. My name is Seraphina, and there are only a few of us left after the fall of the Olympians. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, Fairy McFayface, I have an appointment. Let me through. Never! Poor Samuel has been praying for days for you to return. Gods only know what you've done. Furthermore, do you know how many souls have knocked on our gates these last few days because of you? Of course, we had to turn them all away because they were terrible, but... You're about to do something evil in there. And while all the others are afraid to show their faces on this plane, I can no longer stand idle while mortals suffer at your hand. Okay, seriously, fuck off. I really don't have time for this. Are you really going to try to stop me wearing those heels? I mean, seriously. What's wrong with my footwear? I think they are pretty. Whatever. Stand aside. This is your final warning. Do you really want to get bloodstains on those pretty little wings of yours? I'll die before I let you in this holy cathedral. I've got a better idea. I should try to seduce the angel. If I can corrupt and bind her to me, she'll feel an overwhelming urge to please me. Without hesitation, Seraphina lunges forward with her spear. Eurelia adeptly dodges the attack with her speed. Huh? Boobs! You have some nice ones. What are you doing? It's not how you're supposed to fight. You are half god, but let me guess. The other half is cow. Why would you ever cover these wonderful things? What are you talking about? Let me go! Seraphina gasped in shock. That's better, isn't it? Can you feel the open air on those delicious little nipples of yours? I think I know why you cover them up. I bet these are very sensitive to the touch. No, they are... Seraphina lets out another gasp. No sense lying about it. I could feel the lust energy increase as soon as I exposed them. I was right. I can feel them getting hard. Stop! Get off me! That wasn't very nice. You know what? I'm gonna be a nice guy today. Just this once. What are you doing? What's wrong with you? I just want to go about my business. You're the one who wanted to play. I admit, though, your lips are hard to resist. You liked my little kiss, didn't you? No! Let go of me! You look a little weak in the knees. Perhaps you are thirsty. Why don't you go a bit lower? Let's get you a drink, shall we? Why can't I resist? Eurelia giggles. Don't worry about that. Tell me, do you like milk? Milk does a body good, so I've heard. I've never had milk before. Fuck off, you've never had milk? Why don't you try some? It does a It does a body good. I thought you had to be pregnant to make milk. I am a succubus, darling. I can modify my body in ways other creatures cannot. And actually, no, you don't have to be pregnant to make milk. You can literally... If you're a woman watching this, you can actually make yourself lactate. I actually have some friends of mine. There's a girlfriend I was talking to. She was telling me that some of her past boyfriends really liked the lactation, so she would go through all the hassle, it is a bit of a hassle, to make herself lactate while not being pregnant. It's not my thing. I like the enlarging breasts, but I'm not a big fan of breast milk. I don't know. It's weird, right? You like big boobs, but you don't like breast milk. I don't know. I'm a succubus, darling. I can modify my body in ways other creatures cannot. I'm making this milk just for you. Why not give it a taste? I think just a taste. Uh-oh, God's gonna come down. What are you doing? This isn't what I've asked! Having tasted the delicious cream, Seraphina launches onto Uriel's nipple and sucks in the enticing fluid. The angel collapses after ingesting the lust energy tainted milk. What should Uriel do with the angel? We're not doing a futanari. No, I'm good on that, guys, but we will spare her. We're not going to have her modify herself in that way. Not my thing, guys. What have you done to me? I feel strange. You did something to me, didn't you? I'm not supposed to lose to the likes of you. Is that so? What's the matter? You shouldn't be feeling anything strange. Maybe I should examine you to make sure you're all right. Why should I trust you? Well, for one, I haven't killed you and don't intend to. Second, I think I know what your problem is and I can help it go away. Fine, just hurry up. So demanding. Okay, just stay in that position and I'll take a look. Oh my, no panties. You are a very naughty little angel, aren't you? Why would an angel wear panties? That's a good point. Now let me see. Uriel inhales the scent of the angel. Yep, just as I suspected. You are soaking wet. What? What is it? Am I going to be okay? Yes, I think you'll be just fine. I just need to perform a simple procedure and you'll be better than ever. Will it hurt? I don't think so. It'll feel a bit strange at first, but that's only temporary. In fact, it should be somewhat pleasant. The problem seems to be coming from here. Now tell me, have you ever used this pretty thing you have here? No, the place is dirty. We don't use that. So sad. Now I'm going to proceed with the procedure. You're going to feel a bit of pressure. Uriel wets her fingers and gets into position. Uh-oh. Did you know that the saliva of a succubus has certain medicinal properties? We put a little lust energy in it and it acts almost like morphine. Lust? Oh, don't worry. I'm sure a strong angel like you can handle it. Besides, this is just a small amount. You might not even feel it at all. I guess that's okay. Now I'm going to touch a very sensitive part back here. I assure you, it's all part of the procedure. You were right. This is starting to feel strange. Uriel pinches the angel's outer lips together. As she presses the soft flesh together, she can feel the hard nub grinding between the folds. Whoops, keep hitting the wrong button. I'm jacking off your clit using your own pussy lips. That is interesting. Seraphina starts making light whimpering noises. Why does that feel so good? I'm almost done, little angel. Dr. Uriel, Uraeli is going to put the medicine in now. If you want to make this a drinking game, every time I mispronounce it, you can take a drink. Doctor? That's right. Dr. Uraeli needs you to let it go now. Come now, my little angel. Ah, there we go. The money shot. I'm dying! The angel's first orgasm causes her to lose consciousness. God's not gonna like this. Well, that'll keep her off my back for a bit. Uraeli leaves the angel passed out on the cold stone outside the cathedral. Confidently, she makes her way inside. The cathedral is expansive. Immediately, Uraeli takes note of the guards in the large room. Fuck off! Where did all these guards come from? Must be the master's personal escort. Why are they awake at this hour, though? The man at the end there is probably him. If I can get close enough, maybe I can use my power of suggestion to get him in a private room. In her invisibility form, Uraeli silently makes her way through the massive chamber. As Uraeli approaches, the guards turn their head and notice her. Shit, they can see me. They must know I'm coming. But how? All at once, the Acolyte guards attack Uraeli. One by one, Uraeli sends them to the afterlife. Uraeli takes some hits, but they are not enough to cause real damage, but Uraeli grows frustrated after every hit. In rage, Uraeli finishes off the final Acolyte. Welcome, Uraeli! Samuel has been talking about you non-stop since we arrived. I can only assume you are the succubus that tormented the poor soul. You know I only came here to talk, but you and your acolytes have really pissed me off. I don't think you want to come any closer, but it can't be helped now. I don't think you want to come any closer, but it can't be helped now. I warned you. Uraeli continues her approach towards the master. What's he gonna do? Bring up like a shield and there's gonna be a health bar? Fuck! Not another one of these! Yeah, that's it? What was that supposed to do? You'll feel it in a second. It's draining you of your energy. Not before I kill you first. Flanked from the side, a ball of violent lust energy hits her and slams her against the wall. Pain pulses throughout her body. She closes her eyes and tries to shake the pain. She realizes she can't move. She opens her eyes. Who is that? Red kind of looks like purgatory. Oh! Uraeli, you're getting into trouble again. Oh, who could this be? You'll find out next week when Grim's Uncanny Valley continues with more of your Uralee's Gambit. I'm out.